Welcome to another edition of Conversations with Community Managers. My name is Jim Storer. I'm the co-founder of the Community Roundtable. I'm here with my co-host, Shannon Abram. Hello, Shannon.
Hi, Jim. We are here today with Yvonne Grantham-Smith. She is the Global Manager of Client Engagement at Skillsoft. Hi, Yvonne.
Hi, Shannon. How are you today?
I am fantastic. We are so excited to have you with us today. If you could take a minute, introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about Skillsoft and a little bit about the kind of community you work with.
Absolutely. My name is, as Shannon mentioned, Yvonne Smith, and I have been with Skillsoft for about 15 years in November. I spent the first sort of two-thirds of my career at Skillsoft focusing on learning strategy and learning consultant with our clients, and now have moved into more of a client community manager, global manager of client engagement role, as Shannon mentioned. And our organization provides online learning resources to help improve the performance of the people within our clients' organizations. And our client community specifically is a customer extranet site, essentially, where our clients have access to go to find resources to help manage, sustain, implement, grow their learning programs within their organizations, as well as the opportunity to collaborate with peers and grow their industry expertise and improve their overall sort of skill sets in their career based on some of the collaboration that takes place and the materials that we provide them.
That's great. So let's dive right into the questions and learn a little bit more about what you do there. And if we could start, you mentioned you just got into the community management role relatively recently. What are some lessons learned as a new community manager that you'd pass on to someone who's just getting started in community?
Great question. I would absolutely recommend, and this was not a setup for this conversation, but I would strongly recommend anybody new in the community role to find the community networking opportunities, and hands down, that's through the Community Roundtable. Also, another organization, Feverbee, I've found that these two are the ones where I seem to have learned the most from, and it's certainly been helpful in scenarios where I've had a question and thought, oh my gosh, what would someone else do in my shoes? And I've been able to post it specifically on the Community Roundtable, I would say, and get some pretty quick answers. So certainly would recommend that from a sort of holistic perspective, but you know, from a more granular perspective, definitely if someone's new in the role, make friends, meet the technical folks that are going to be developing your community and working on your community to make changes, because they're the people that you need to have on your side in order to progress and to grow your community from a functionality perspective.
Awesome. So, and we always love a shout out, and we do love the folks over at Feverbee too. And there are so many great community resources online for people that are willing to seek them out and do the work. So you had mentioned that you have a background in learning. So we have a lot of people that are trying to figure out how their organizations can leverage their communities in different ways. So can you share some advice for leveraging a community to enhance a learning program?
Absolutely. And I think it is one of the easiest wins you could have within a community, especially if you're rolling out a collaboration type of platform, because oftentimes the fear that individuals might have is that they don't know what to say or where to begin or how to get started in actually collaborating and making comments and adding feedback. But if you roll out that type of platform, collaboration platform and community, and align it to maybe courses, whether they be online courses or instructor-led courses, whatever it might be, or a learning program that's ongoing, and you have a group, a collaboration or community group aligned to that learning, it's a perfect opportunity to either do pre-work or pre-collaboration before the event, to collaborate during the learning experience, or even after to post follow-up materials or to do continuous learning so that you have the event that takes place, the online course, and then you'd like to connect with this group that went through this online course every 60 days or every 90 days and keep the learning going. using a community and a collaboration forum to do that is a great way to continue those discussions. And most importantly, what that does is it increases the retention of the learning that takes place in the event that happened in the beginning of that experience. So it actually increases, I think, the learning by 90% after 90 days if you have ongoing touch points of learning and communication. So using your community to make that happen is a perfect way to bring the two together.
Wow, that's quite a stat.
Yes,
90% improvement in 90 days. That's incredible.
Yeah.
So let me turn the page to something a little bit more fun. We like to ask everyone we talk with what their community superpower is. So where do you fall? Are you more like, I don't know, Superman, Batman, Aquaman, Wonder Woman? What's your superpower?
Well, so let's think about the superheroes that I might relate to. And I think definitely as I sort of look at the spectrum of superheroes, I think of the Bionic Woman as her superpower was super hearing. And I think my experience as a customer prior to working with Skillsoft 15 years ago, as well as being a field consultant at Skillsoft, gives me the perspective in our community in that I know exactly where our clients have been. I know what they're going through. I know what our field reps, who are sort of the liaison between our customers and our community, what they're thinking and what they're going through. So everything I do in my community, 100%, I keep the customer in mind, what would be easy for them, what's seamless for them, and how can we make it better for them? And also, how can we make their programs better and even make our customers successful in their roles? So I listen a lot. I pay attention to what they're saying. I try to find nuggets of opportunity to optimize an opportunity to do something that would help the entire community. So I think definitely the Bionic Woman and her super hearing capability.
That is a really great answer. Really great
Thank
answer.
You.
You're welcome. So sadly, we are halfway through summer 2015. What did you do on your summer vacation?
So funny that you're saying halfway through summer because my kids start school on Monday, so I feel like it's done, essentially.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a horror. Oh, my goodness.
Right. It's happening. 6 a.m. wake-up calls. They're coming. But it's actually for my summer, so I'm here based in Arizona where the temperatures hit 108, 110, 115 sometimes over the summer. So what we do is we get out of town whenever we can. And we spent a week this summer up in a small town called Sholo, Arizona. And it was a great opportunity to get out of the heat and see some family. We also spent a week in Huntington Beach with some family friends and got to take in some of the cool weather and enjoy some outdoor activities. So it's been a good summer, and we're happy to have those opportunities to travel a bit.
So I did hear through the grapevine that you might have had a little run-in with the law.
Oh, that's right. On the way to our trip up to Arizona, almost got 2 speeding tickets. Had 1 warning by a cop, and I'm not a speeder. They just changed the speed limits in Arizona in the backcountry. Completely oblivious. I was driving with my mom and children and had a warning, and then ended up getting home, and a couple weeks later received a ticket from the drive up that I got one going up on towards the trip or to the trip, and was pretty surprised that that happened because I am a law-abiding good citizen, but I guess I need to take the weight off the pedal and be a little more careful.
maybe adopt cruise control strategy, right?
Well, it's funny you say that because they changed the speed limits. Like you'll be going 65 and then it'll be 55 for 2 miles because you're going through a town that has, you know, 2 shops on each side of the highway and then you're back into 65 again. So sometimes it sneaks up on you.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Well, Yvonne, this has been fantastic. We have loved talking with you. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure and certainly a privilege to be a part of the Community Roundtable and to have this opportunity. So thank you for asking.